Talking with Brent Kistling, of course, Oklahoma Department of Commerce just got census numbers. We know that in the case of Oklahoma, we have not lost a congressman. We'll continue with our five seats. You've also seen a lot of work already gone on at the state level on some redistricting as well. Tell me what you know at this point about the numbers that now have been released by Uncle Sam.
Yes, the numbers came out yesterday, 3.96 million people, which is a 5.5% increase in our population since 2010. This ranks us about 26th in the nation in percentage growth. We had hoped that we would be a little bit higher than that, but the good news is we grew faster than Kansas, we grew faster than New Mexico, we grew faster than Arkansas and Missouri. The only ones in our region that grew faster than us would be Texas, which was by far the fastest growing state in the nation, and then Colorado as well. But to your point, we did not lose a congressional seat like states like California, New York. I really think those populations are moving this direction, and in the next 10 years, we're going to see some pretty massive increases.
You obviously worked really hard, you and your team, on trying to get to everybody to register. You feel pretty good about, you know, the results of those labors?
We really do. This started 3 years ago with Department of Commerce, and we focused a lot on the data side of things, making sure that the Census Bureau had all the addresses in the state of Oklahoma. We put together a consortium of organizations, urban, rural, geographically based, socioeconomic based, all across the state, in order to get the word out. And I think the team did a spectacular job, maybe the best we've had in a generation in Oklahoma. And we saw a pretty significant increase.
Right. What does it mean for rural Oklahoma in your mind?
It means representation. It means your voice will be heard. We don't have the final numbers yet. All we have is the macro numbers for the state. August 16th is when we'll find out the numbers for each county and for each community. But from what we're seeing, it looks like rural Oklahoma really stepped up and made sure they were counted, and that's going to show itself whenever we do the redistricting and that kind of thing as well.
Okay, great.